Our picnic party has not been such a success so far. While Betty was spreading out the lunch, Sonny and Buddy went in search of wood to build a fire. They discovered an old houseboat which had been pulled up on land, and when they went inside, you can imagine their surprise when they found hundreds of half dollars and quarters on the boat. But they soon discovered that the money was no good. It was not silver, but lead. Then the boys realized they were in a counterfeiter's hangout. As they ran out of the houseboat, they were horrified to find that the river had risen, and the boat was entirely surrounded by water. Just then, the little houseboat started to move out into the raging torrent of the river, with our adventurers on board and calling for help. Going back to the picnic grounds, we find Betty, the sheriff, and Charcoal preparing the lunch, unaware of Sonny and Buddy's dangerous position in the river.
Sheriff, could you please get some rocks and put one on each corner of the tablecloth? The wind is blowing so hard I can't keep the tablecloth down long enough to put out the lunch.
Well, I tried to find some rocks, Miss Betty, but I'm so hungry and weak that I can't move around much till I get some food.
Well, if you're so terribly hungry, Sheriff, I'll fix you a sandwich. You may have it just as soon as you get the rocks for the tablecloth.
Well, what is you going to fix them, Miss Betty? A watermelon sandwich? You know, the sheriff said he couldn't eat none of the food we brought along.
No, sir. I'm going to fix him a sandwich with cold sliced chicken, lettuce, and tomato.
I sure wish Sonny and Buddy would hurry and get back, because I could use a little food myself right now.
Yeah, you stones, Miss Betty. Where'll I put them?
Oh, put one stone on each corner of the tablecloth, Sheriff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah.
That ought to hold it down.
Yep.
And here is your sandwich, Sheriff.
Well, yeah, thank you, Miss Betty.
And here's one for you, Charcoal.
Thank you, ma'am.
Well, yeah, we'll have to have our picnic party pretty soon, or else them clouds is going to turn loose a powerful lot of rain right down on top of us.
Yes, I've been watching those clouds. My, I wish Sonny and Buddy would hurry and get here before the rain starts.
Well, Mrs. Sheriff, is caterpillars good to eat?
Charcoal, ain't you got no manners at all? Don't you know better than to mention caterpillars when a feller is eating?
Oh, he didn't mean anything, Sheriff. Why did you ask that question, Charcoal?
Well, I just saw a caterpillar on the sandwich that the sheriff was eating, but it's gone now.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Charcoal!
Oh.
Uh-oh. Oh, it's beginning to rain. Isn't that a shame? Quick, Charcoal, help me put the lunch in the basket, and then we can put the basket in the sheriff's car.
Yes. Yeah.
We'll just have to wait now until the rain is over to have our picnic.
Yes. Yeah.
You certainly were right about this Texas weather, Sheriff.
I sure hope Sonny and Buddy get here soon and don't get wet.
I do, too. I wonder where they can be. Perhaps they've gone in swimming. Charcoal, you'd better go and look for the boys. Sheriff, you don't suppose Sonny and Buddy are lost in the woods, do you?
There ain't no telling what happened to them. They may have fell in the river or been hit by a rattlesnake. It's awful risky for two little boys to wander around all alone in the woods.
Please don't say that, Sheriff. You know how anxious I am when Sonny and Buddy are away from me.
Miss Betty, you better come and get in the sheriff's car. You're getting all wet yourself. I'll go and find Sonny and Buddy. I'm going right now. Yeah, now don't you worry about them. I'll be back in just a minute. Now, you stay right there in the sheriff's car, Miss Betty.
Well, hurry, Charcoal. Hurry. I can't understand why they didn't come back when it started to rain. Sheriff, will you please go with Charcoal and try to find the boys?
Well, I'd like to oblige you, Miss Betty, but my asthma and my rheumatism just paralyzed me when it gets wet. Besides, I think I ought to stay here with you and protect you against any wild animals that might be prowling around.
Never mind about me, Sheriff. But please help Charcoal search for the boys. Just see how it's raining. Why, Sonny and Buddy will be soaked. Oh, I can't sit here in any longer this way. I'm going to look for them myself. You may come along if you like, Sheriff, or you can stay here.
Well, I reckon I'll go along with you, Miss Betty, but I'll take along the lunch basket. Wish I could drive the car, but we'd never get through the woods with old True Love.
But you can't carry the lunch basket in all this rain, Sheriff. The food will be ruined. Leave the basket in the car. Which way did the boys go when they left us?
Right down toward the river there. It can't be very far away. Ain't been gone more than 15 minutes. Jumping gee, hearty fat, look how the river has riz. Why, it's clean out of its banks. I bet anything the dam up above here is busted. Oh, Lord, I just hope them boys didn't go in swimming.
Oh, hurry, Sheriff, hurry. Walk faster.
Here, Miss Betty, you better put on my coat. You're getting soaked to the skin.
Never mind the coat, Sheriff. I don't mind the rain. Oh, where can Sonny and Buddy be? Sonny? Buddy!
They may be all right. Chances are they had to climb a tree to escape all this water. Or maybe they found some other kind of shelter.
Well, I don't see any shelter around here.
Charcoal! Sheriff!
Listen. What was that?
Betty! Charcoal!
Yeah, it sounded like somebody are calling for you.
Sheriff! Betty!
It's Sonny and Buddy. Where are they? Which way is that sound coming from?
It's from up the river here. Come on, Miss Betty.
Oh, they're in some kind of trouble. Why did I let them leave us?
Miss Betty, did you hear how Sonny and Buddy are calling to us?
Yes.
Charcoal! Betty!
There it is again. Run, Charcoal, run! We must find them. Hurry!
Hey, you go up the river, Charcoal. Miss Betty, you stay right here, and I'll go downstream. We're bound to find them.
Hurry,
just keep
Charcoal! Hurry, Charcoal! Betty! Buddy!
While Betty Charcoal and the sheriff are searching for Sonny and Buddy, our two little adventurers are being carried down the river by the swift current. They're still on board the little houseboat, but it can't last long in that raging river. Let's follow Sonny and Buddy and see just what's happening now.
Buddy, what do we do? We can't stay on this boat any longer.
I know it, Sonny. Just look how it's leaking. It'll sink in another 10 minutes.
Oh, if we could only find an oar, we might be able to steer the boat to land.
In this swift current, you couldn't steer it if you had 10 oars.
Look, there's a couple of oars fastened to the wall up there. I'll tell you, let's try and see if we can't change the course of the boat. Here now, you take this oar. Come on now,
out on the deck. Here, get on this side over here. Now just shove your oar down in the water as far as you can and pull straight back on it.
Oh, wait a minute. We've got to get up here close to the bow of the boat if we expect to steer it. All right, now, shove your oar down.
All
here
right,
we go.
Now, pull back. Pull hard.
Is it doing any good?
Not a bit.
Oh.
The boat's too heavy and the current's too swift.
Look out for that snake.
Snake? Where?
Crawling along the deck, right behind you. Smash him with your boat oar. Boat oar.
Big water box. And there's definitely...
Get him.
I guess that'll fix him.
Oh.
Here.
Push him off the boat into the water. Oh. Gee, them mean-looking things, aren't they?
Yeah. And there may be more of them on this boat.
Oh.
The high water ran them out of their holes in the side of the bank. We'll have to keep our eyes open for them every minute.
Watch out for that big low. It's going to crash into the boat. Hold on tight.
Oh, great Scott. We nearly turned over that time. That log is traveling about 50 miles an hour.
Hey, Buddy, I just happened to think of something.
What?
You remember when we were driving up to the picnic ground? We saw a waterfall with about a 20-foot drop.
Yeah, and rapids, too.
Yes. Well, look just ahead of us. There's the rapid, and the waterfall can't be more than 100 yards beyond the rapid.
You mean we're headed for the waterfall?
Yes. And those rocks in the rapids will tear this boat to pieces.
And if we ever go over that waterfall, it'll be the end of us. We'll be killed, sure.
Yes.
Look, Sonny. There goes a big tree into the rapids.
Yes.
Look at it bounce up and down when it hits the rocks.
You know this must be some storm built through the tree like that. Buddy! Buddy, look ahead of us!
What is it?
The waterfall! We're headed straight for it. We'll be killed if we stay on this boat.
Well, come on, Sonny. We've got to jump. We can't stay on here another second.
But we can't swim against this current, Buddy. We'll be drowned. The water's too swift.
We've got to take a chance. We'll be safer in the water than we will in this boat when it goes over the waterfall.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe we can grab a log or a rock and save ourselves. Oh. Buddy, we're in the rapids. Come on, get out quick or we'll go over the falls.
Okay, Sonny. Jump off the back of the boat. Here we go. Jump.
Oh, what's the matter?
Oh,
what happened?
I landed on one of these big rocks.
Oh, I think my leg is broken. Grab onto that log. Quick. It's the only way you can save yourself.
Help me, Sonny. Help me, please.
All right. I'll get to you just as quick as I can.
Oh, my leg. I can't hold on any longer, Sonny.
You've got to. Don't turn loose. I'll be there in a second now.
I can't. Everything is turning black before my eyes. Goodbye, Sonny.
Buddy! Buddy, where are you? Buddy! Answer me! Buddy, where are you?
Wow, what a thriller this turned out to be. How will Sonny and Buddy get out of the raging torrent? And what has happened to Buddy? He called goodbye to Sonny and disappeared under the water. That means our listeners can be sure of a thrilling episode when you next hear chapter number 88.